Beyond that, Mem Omed Aleph, by the Mishnah. Sagt der Mishnah, Achilles li Yevimtoi, Areihu ke Echad min Ha'achim le Nachla. He gave Chalitze, so he's like all the other brothers that Yashin the Mace. But the Chiddush of the Mishnahs we'll see in the Gemara. Bim Yesh Shamo, what if there is a father that is still alive? Is then the brothers don't Yashin the Mace, Nachasim Shamo? The din is Sa'of Kaidem Lecho Yeitze Yerechai. Hakoines es Yevimtoi. What if a person is miyabim yivimtoi? Zocha b'nechosim shalachim. Then he zocha b'nechosim shalachim. Yokim Hashem ochib l'nachlo ksid. Rabbi Yehuda oima, b'inkach u'b'inkach, im yeshim ov, nechosim shalach. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if he was miyabim the yivomeh, if there is a father, so the father yashins the nechosim. Harehu ke echad v'loi hivsid chelkoi b'nichsei ochiv. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that he does not lose a chelik of Yerusha as a brother. And then we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush of that is. Why should he lose? Zocha b'nichsei ha'och v'afilu girsho l'mocho. That means that what Rashi is Girsha Lemocha will see. The Rishonim say the Mekor is the Loshon of Gemara. So let us first see the Gemara. So the Gemara asks Pshite, what is the Chiddush that if a person gives Chalitza, he can Yarshin the Mace like all the other brothers? V'loibitz Chusoi. By giving Chalitza, Zicha doesn't lose the schus of a brother. He's a brother, so he should yarshin the mace like all the other brothers. So the Gemara first wants to say that the pshat in the Mishnah is fakeld. Salke daitach amine, Chalitza b'mokim yibum kaime. I would think that Chalitza is equivalent to yibum. And just like by yibum, the halacha is that he yarshins kol nichsei hameis. So I would think that by chalitza, he also yarshins kol nichsei hameis. So the Mishnah is telling us, hareyu ke'echad minachim lenachla. It's not true. Chalitza is not like yibum. So memele, he only yarshins as anoch. So he takes a chelik like all other achim. Chalitza mokim yibum kaim, I would think chalitza mokim yibum kaim, v'nishkel kulo nirse, he should take all the nechosim. Kamash melon, that he doesn't take all the nechosim, because chalitza is not the mokim yibum kaim, so mamele, only yarshins as the rest of the brothers. Hi hochi, harehu ke'echod min ha'achim, so the Loshon HaMishnah is very not meduyik. That means if the Mishnah is telling us that he does not take the whole Yerusha, he only takes like a brother, so the Shev said, Einoi Elo Ke'echad Min Ha'achim. Areyu Ke'echad Min Ha'achim is coming to tell us that he Akaponim Yashin Zachelik. It seems I would have a Havamina that he shouldn't Yashin at all. Now it's a different Havamina. The Havamina would be by giving Chalitza, so he made that another brother could not be Miyab. So Mimela, I would think for doing this, we would cancel him. As Kamash Malon, we didn't cancel him. Let us see Rashi. Mao de tema, klema, lav la ashmi inon de la ibet schuse tanyelo, not that the chiddush is they did not lose his schus, el la ashmi inon de la ishokul kule nichse, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he does not take all the nechosim. So the Gemara says, if that is the pshat in the Mishnah, ihochi de ligruye yosa, that the whole purpose of the Mishnah is coming to tell us that he does not yashin all the nechosim. He's only like one of the brothers. That means by giving chalitza, so he did an avla. There's now he made it impossible for any of the other brothers to be miyabim. So memela, I would think we cancel him because of this. And by taking away the opportunity to be miyabim, that means a brother would want to be miyabim. By taking away the opportunity for being miyabim, so you took away the efshorus of Yerusha from one of the brothers, who was muchen to be miyabim, so therefore we should cancel you al-kaponim, so al-kaponim, you should lose your chalik. So the Kamash Malone is that, that we didn't cancel him. Now, l'cheira, we have to samazay say pshat in the Mishnah, l'maise, l'alocha, we paskin that chalitzas, that bias cotton is more choshev than chalitzas gadol. So it's very good. So, memele, whoever gave chalitza, like me boy, if a cotton gave chalitza, there could have been a bias gadol. So Yizicha did an avla. It's an avla from him. First, we shouldn't have given the chalitza, and by giving the chalitza, he's making it impossible for the godel or the other brother to be miyab. So that would be the svara to cancel him. And now Kochoch, he did it shalei bershus. Bezin would never permit him to do such a thing. So I would think Al Kaponim for doing such an action, we should cancel him. It's Kamash Malone, we didn't cancel him. The Mishnah says further, since they're only yarshening as brothers, im yesh sham av, so if there's a father around, so the father is first. Amar of koidem l'chol yoytze yireichai. That in Schusa Yerusha, the father is before all his children. Akainis es yevimtoi, if a person is miyavim the yevome, so then the Mishnah says, zocha b'nachosim shalochim, then the nachosim belong to the yevom. My time, al shem ochiv omarachmone, yokum al shem ochiv omarachmone, the Ritva says that's what Rashi wanted to say in the Mishnah, the Vahareikom is coming to tell us, even he gives her a get right away, but there was a Yokom Hashem Ochiv, and that's sufficient already. It's not necessary for a longer marriage in order to get Schusei Yerusha. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a person is kindness as Yevimtoi, and there's a father around, so the Yavam does not yarshen. The Chosim Shalov. Omar Ule Haloche Ke Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chenem Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche Haloche Ke Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar Ule V'itayme Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche Maitayme de Rabbi Yehuda. What is the time of Rabbi Yehuda? That the Yavam does not yarshen if there's a father around. Tersiv v'hoyo ha-becher asher teilet. The Pasuk is speaking about the Yavam, and the Pasuk gives him a title of a becher. So we learn now from this word, kibecher, he has the characteristics of a becher. Ma becher ein loy bechayei ha'ov. Just like a becher does not have schusei yerushe bechayei ha'ov. Afaynami ein loy bechayei ha'ov. So also, if the father's alive, he doesn't have schusei yerushe. Ima becher neutel pishnayim laacha misisov, afay neutel pishnayim laacha misisov. So the Gemara says, Mide yokum al shem oviv ksiv, yokum al shem ochiv ksiv, beloy al shem oviv. Now, let us see for 1 minute the Marshal. The Marshal brings down a Mordechai in Perik Yesh Neichlin. And Lachere, this Mordechai is the way Rashi learned Pshat in our sugya. It's the first Marshal, it's Tav Vova Medalev Bedache HaMarshon Marshal, and it's the Marshal on the first Marshal on Tav Memo Medalev. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Benkach Benkach Nichta Betzide. Now this is a Loshon HaMotcha in Perik Yesh Neuchlem. Ba'oda Oma Beperik HaChilet My Time at Rabbi Yehuda The Oma b'masnisen benkach ubenkach nechosim shalov. The Oma k'ho v'hoya b'chir. Ma b'chir ein loy b'chaye ha'ov. Av yovom ein loy b'chaye ha'ov. Doesn't have b'chaye ha'ov. I ma b'chir la'acha misis of neitel pishnai. Av yovom. Umashma, the loishokil chelek hameis benichsei oviv b'chaye oviv. Benichsei oviv. Now, the Motra is asking a kasha. It would seem The Gemara says a pilpi, ma b'chir lachamises of neitel pishnayim, af yovam lachamises of sholso take pishnayim. And in that the Gemara brings a posik, whatever pshat in the posik is. So the Mordechai says, so it would seem from this Gemara, that when the father dies, the yovam does not take pishnayim benichsei ha'ov. That was a pistakash of the Gemara. That was the kash. Ima b'chei lachamises of neitel pishnayim af yovom umashme. So it seems that the Gemara says, no, he doesn't take ve'akom alochi v'loy alovi umashme d'loy shokil chayle kameis benichsei ha'ov. Yesh loima. So the Mordechai says, no, that is wrong. The Yavam Zicha takes Pishnayim Benichsei Oviv. The Loishokil Vetori Anichsei Oviv Klal. Our Gemara is not speaking at all about the Nichsei Oviv. Elo, our Gemara is speaking about Anichsei Ach Shemes. Our Gemara is speaking about the Nechosim of the brother that died. That theoretically, the Yavam should have Yarshan these Nechos. Vikidim ha'ov. Now, the Ov, but the Ov was a lie. That means the Yavam is a Schus Yerushan, the Nichse Ameis, but the father was a lie. Vikidim ha'ov, v'yorash b'noi. And the Ov took the Nichsei Hameis. Mishum, and why did the Ov take away the schus from the Yovam? Mishum de Becher Kaye Rachmon, the Ainle Becher Bechaye Yov. That just like a Becher Bechaye Yov is no schus a Yerusha, so also the Yovam Bechaye Yov does not have schus a Yerusha be Nichsei Hameis. Kach lo yiska yovam benichsei yoviv shemeis b'chaye yoviv. B'chaye yoviv. B'kodayik. שזוכה בהם בנכסי אוכיף, so the Gemara wants to be medayik that he was zoiche benichsei ochiv im heim be'en la'acha mise kechelek ha'becheire. That means the Gemara was clearing a shayla, theoretically the Yavam should have yashin the mace. So I said, no, he doesn't yashin the mace, because the Torah said he's like a bechor, and just like a bechor, bechaye oviv does not have schuse yerusha, so he doesn't have schuse yerusha bechaye oviv, so that means he can't yashin the mace. But let us be megashim the Indian. The mace possessed $1 million. The mace possessed $1 million. Fine. The mace died. The father was alive, so these $1 million go over to the father. That's the pasha. Kibcher, he doesn't have schus yerusha, calls him the father is alive. Now, the Gemara is clearing a shayla, but after the father died, but a pcher has schus yerusha la'acha mises oviv, so let these $1 million, which should have belonged to the yavam, the reason they didn't belong to the Yavam, because we said that he's equivalent to Abchoyer B'chaye Yavim. Fine. So Kozman, the father's alive, he can't touch the $1 million. The $1 million belong to the father. But Al-Koponim Abchoyer La'acha Mises Aviv gets Schus Yerusha. So the Gemara declared to let him now get his Schus Yerusha of the $1 million that the father yarshed. That's the Gemara Shaila. That was the shayla of the Gemara. That's what the Mashal says. But the Gemara's medayik sheyiske behem benichsei ochiv imhein behem la'achem misa. But if the nechosim are still behem and the father died already, let him yashin this kechelik abchayre. His whole handicap is he's like a bechayre, but al kaponim let him have the milus of a bechayre. That is the pilpul of our gemara. Umikol makay binichsei ha'ov shalayorash mibnei. So the Gemara says, no, we have a drosha. Yo, we'll see the klob shot in the drosha. But, the Gemara is only being mefalpul on the nichsei hameis that the father had yarshin, and the Gemara had asked that the yavon should be able to take the complete nichsei hameis for himself, and that the Gemara says no, he can't. Umikol moke b'nichsei ha'ov shelo yorash mibnoi. But what about stamazay nichsei ha'ov? It's that zicher neitel pishnayim. That is zicher takes pishnayim. Sherei bim koimai oimet. That was never a pilpul whatsoever. That's poshit. If he yarshins the mace, yokam Hashem ochiv, and now there's no father anymore, that zicher he takes pishnayim bin nichsei hamace. Bin nichsei ha'ov shemace. No, the Gemara said, but let him get the $1 million back that belonged to his brother that his father yashed. Umishani midi yokum al shem oviv ksiv? Does the pasuk say that he can yashin nichsei oviv? Sheyitel? Vekivin sheoviv yoshu v'loy nichsei ameisein. Since the father yashin the meis, so it's not nichsei ameis anymore. Hilkach shar alchin zoichin imoy. So then in the nichsei ha'och, these $1 million, it became nichsei ha'ov now. And nichsei ha'ov, so all the brothers yashin together. He doesn't have any priority in these $1 million. So shar alchin zoichin imoy kegoy nichsei ha'ov shayovin noita ben pishnayim. Var shar chilke ma'achim. So the Mordechai learned pshat, and the Chiddush is Shitas Rashi also, that the whole pilpul of the Gemara, that the Gemara asked he should yarshin from the father, and the Gemara said he can't yarshin from the father because it's yorkum al shem ochi v'loy al shem ovi, the Gemara is only speaking about the nichsei hameis sheyorash oviv. And that's the shayla of the Gemara. But in the nichsei ha'ov, the Yovam Zichir has a din pishnayim. That's what the Marshal says. B'shem ha'motchei. Now, before we see our Rashi, there's a big machlokes harishonim in this, but let us again see what Rashi says on daf chavov amid beis. No, on daf chav dalad amid beis. The Gemara asks, why is the Yovam called a b'chayr? Chav dalad amid beis, the top line of the Yomad. Lamai ilchisa, why did the Torah call the Yavam Abachir? So the Gemara says, Ligrayusa, ma Abachir eini neutel beroi kivamurzik, hafai eini neutel beroi kivamurzik. Let us see Rashi. If the pasuk just wants to tell us that the mitzvah of Yibum is by the Godel, Gedoyl Ha'achim, so call him Godel. Why do you have to say B'chayr? So the pasuk says, L'grayuse, B'chayr eini noito chaylik B'chayre, B'nachla horu'uye lovei lehen achamises aviyim. A B'chayr does not take pishnayim in the nechosim, what the father gets after he dies. Ela b'meshem muhzik b'yad aviyem b'yoy moysay. D'chsiv b'chol ha'shayim otzeloy. Af yovom ha'noitel pi shnayim b'nichsay ovid. So Rashi says the same thing. A yovom that takes pi shnayim b'nichsay ovid. Chelkoi v'chelek ochiv shel meis, eini neitel b'roi kivamursuk. So Rashi learns pshat in this Gemara, that this Gemara is telling, so here from Rashi we see klo, that the Yovam does take pishnayim b'nichsei oviv, but there's a gzeira sakosev, he only takes pishnayim b'nichsei oviv, that were motzui eitzel ha'ov b'shas misosoi. The roi that the father will get later, he won't take pishnayim. That means the chelik ha-yovam b'nichsei oviv, he will not take b'roi. This is how Rashi learns. Now let us just see 1 minute the goin, ois aleph. Aber rach perish, sheine neutel, chelik ochiv, ella imeis oviv, koidem lo ochiv. Now, the rach, in roivri sheinem, and that's why Paschal and Shulchan Aruch also, learn a different pshat in ganzen. That the yovam only takes the nechosim that the meis had bishas misas hameis. So therefore, if the father died after the meis, so he doesn't have bechlal any schus b'nichsei ha'ov, because that's roi to the meis, because when the meis was alive, the father was alive. So the nichsei ha'ov, the yovam never has rishus in these nechosim. And that is what the Mordechai is coming to tell us. We should not learn pshat like that in our Gemara. That means the Rishonim learned that this is pshat in our Gemara. That the Gemara cleared the shailem. Let us come back to our Gemara. My time with Rabbi Yudit, the Sivoye Becher Ashatelet, Kibcher, my Becher Eloy Bechayayot, Afainami Eloy Bechayayot. In ima b'cher neitel pishnayim la'acha misesot. So the roiv rishonim learn pshat, fine. But al koponim, when the father dies, let him take pishnayim in nichsei ha'ov. Af hai neitel pishnayim la'acha misesot. So the Gemara says, no, mi de yokum Hashem Oviv ksiv, yokum Hashem Ochiv ksiv, olay Hashem Oviv. So memele, and the reason he doesn't take benichsiyav because it's choy. That's how the other Rishonim learned pshat, not like the Mordechai. But the Rashi, Lechayre learned pshat, Rashi says that he does take pishnayim benichsiyav. So then our Gemara is speaking about the chelik hameis sheyorash ha'ov. So there did be a hava mine that after the father died, he should be able to chaparayim the chelik hameis. And that the Gemara says, it's no more chelik hameis, it's chelik ha'ov. In yokum Hashem ochiv amarachman v'lei Hashem ovim. Now, lulei the mistafine, I would make, it would be moisef avov. I didn't see anyone says this, and I don't know if it's true, but it would come out very good. According to the Mordechai, we say there are two halachas. Benichsei ha'ov, he does take pishnayim, according to Rashi, and about the chelik ha'och, sheyorash ha'ov mimenu, he doesn't yarshin that. Now let us see Rashi. Av Hainami. Ima b'chor noitel pishnayim la'acha misesa'ov. Af hainami noitel pishnayim la'acha misesa'ov. Just like a bechur takes pishnayim la'acha misesa'ov, af hain noitel pishnayim la'acha misesa'ov. So Rashi says, la'acha misesa'ov, im meis ha'ov, la'acha yibumi shel zeh, Meide Rab Yehuda, de neito ze chelkoi ve chelek ochet. Now, lechayre, Rashi is not saying, lechayre, this is lefiemes. Lechayre, this is, according to the Mordechai, this is lefiemes. So I think one should add a vav over here. Afhai nami. The Gemara's pilpul, the Mordechai said, was not about the Pishnayim b'nichseyov. Lefi emes he takes that. The Gemara's pilpul was about the nichsey ha'och, ha'meis. So l'chayre d'achsmi Rashi should be read as follows. Afhai nami. U'la'ach ha'mises ha'ov, Rashi says, after when the father died, imeis ha'ov la'ach yibu mishol zeh moide Rab Yehuda zeh chelkoi v'chelikoch. That is moide. That's no shaila about it. Our Gemara isn't speaking about that. Al shem ochiv ksiv. But what is our Gemara speaking about? The way the Mordechai said, our Gemara is speaking about the chelik ha'mis. V'loy al shem oviv ksiv. V'kivin de bisho shekom al shem ochiv. Loy shakal, since the chelik ha'och, he was unable to take, when he was miyabim, the eishes ha'meis, is su loy shakal. So that chelik he can't take anymore. So here Rashi is speaking about what the Mordechai was speaking about. The shokil hashte loy minichsei ochiv shokil. He's not taking minichsei ochiv, ele minichsei oviv. The hoyar sinu. So lechayre, the second half of Rashi is speaking clear what the Mordechai was speaking about, and that's what the Gemara was speaking about. But Rashi toich advarim says, but the chelik. The chel a pishnaim in the nichsei ha'ov that he does take. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ei meheiche de leka ov, de lishkel nachlo, tiskai mitzvus yibum. So the Gemara asks, this is the posik by mitzvus yibum speaks about the schusei nachla. Yakum al shem achiv. Yakum lenachlo. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there's no of and he's noichel, then there's a mitzvah of yibum. This guy mitzvah yibum. Heiched the ika of, but when there is a no, the loy shakel nachlem, then the yavam does not take nachle. It's not yokim al shem ochiv. It's like this kai mitzvah yibum. So lachayre the mitzvah, the gemara era habamina that the mitzvah of yibum is connected to the schusa yerusha. And when he doesn't have any schus yerusha, so he doesn't, there's no mitzvah of yibum. So the gemara says, Midi yibum benachle Torah Rachmon, was the Torah Mekasha mitzvahs yibum teschusay nachlo? Yibum eimi yabme, there's a mitzvah of yibum. Veyika nachle, if there's a nachle, shkuli, he takes. If the father is not alive, he'll take the nachle. Biloi, loi shakel. And if there's no nachle, he won't take. But the mitzvah of yibum is not at all attached to the Schusay Nachla. Zog the Gemara weiter, Yosef Rab Chanina Karo Kamei de Rabiana, Yosef Koma Alochik Rab Yehuda. And he said, Aloche is like Rab Yehuda. Now we heard this before, that Ule and Rab Yitzchok Nachman said Alochik Rab Yehuda. It seems Rab Yana did not hold that Aloche is like Yehuda. Omalei Poik Kari Kri Karyech Lebro. This you don't darshan this in the base medrash. Outside you can say it, but not in the base medrash. Ein aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Toni tane kamid Rav Nachman ein aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, he told him like a barais ein aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei elo keman ki Rabbonu. Pshite yochid v'rab maloche ki Rabbonu. So why do you need a barais to tell me aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei esmaya, I should be moichik this barai says this. Amalei loy, at halochi isnayach. They taught you halochik, Rabbi Yehuda. Umukshu da'ak shaloch, you had a kasha, how could it be halochik, Rabbi Yehuda? Yochav ram halochik, Rabbi Yehuda. V'afches. So he said, mestom, the barai says, ain't halochik, Rabbi Yehuda. And then you forgot about the whole Lasik, and you chazed ayin, ain't a lochik Rabbi Yehuda. But the lamaid ba'afches, shaper afches, but the loch is taki the way you were mahapach, the taki there's no need for a baraisa, because yochid rab malochik Rabbi, but that's the loch, ain't a lochik Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Eicha de ika of the loy shakel yovim nachle, loy tis kai mitzvah yibum. Ismaye le kula mas nise, de mishne shein de tzrichi, amalei loy tis maye. Taat halochi kab yud isnaich. You were taught or you learned halochi kab yud. Mishne tzricha boy, verkehrt ye, de nides, tis talos halochi kab yud. Umikshe hu de kashelo, heichi shavik rabon abovik rab yud. Because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hacholitz liyivimtoi. The person gave chalitza to Zivome. Who also bekoy vaiseo. She's also in her relatives. Vehi asura bekoy vaiseo. Let us see Rashi. Also bekoy vaiseo. Ki ilu hi ishtoi. Ki ilu she's his wife. The whole kroivois hanesoris machmas isha gemurim, all the relatives which are also, when one marries an isha, asureis midarabonum bachalutze, so by midarabonum they're also by a chalutze. Now the Mishnah elaborates. Who also beimo, ubeim imo, ובאם אביו, ובביתו, בבס ביתו, בבס בנו, ובאחויסו. בזמן שהיא קיימס, כל זמן, the חלוץ is alive, he's also באחויסו. And all these are arayis diarayse. ואחים מותרים. But the brothers who did not give חלוץ to her, they're mutter in these kovers. That's who he is asur. Vehi asure ba'aviv u'ba'avi aviv. Aviv is a deraisa, that's called kalasai. U'ba'avi aviv, a very ishnius. U'bibnoi, that's ashes aviv. Beben benoi, ishnius, ashes avi aviv. Ba'achiv is ashes ach. Ubeben achiv is ashes achi aviv. Muta Adam bekreivas tzaras chalutzos. A person is muta to marry the relatives of the tzara of the chalutza. And let's just appreciate what he's saying over here. He's saying lachayre, and what we'll see, the Gemara is ma'ira this, but let's just appreciate the chiddush aboy. We had in the first peirik that tzara shlichusa the tzores chalutzetz shlichusa the tzores ka'ovit. So that means when one gives a chalutza chalitza, it's considered like the chalitza was done with all the tzores. So therefore, there would be a very gishmaka svara to say that if they asked kreivas chalutzosai, so the kreivas of all the tzores is also kreivas chalutzosai, because the chalitza that was done with this chalutza is beshlichas kilo was done with all the tzores. So the Mishnah says no. Muta Adam bekreivas tzoras chalutzosai. One is muta in the kreivas of the tzor of the chalutzah. We don't consider the tzor like a chalutzah also, even though there's a din of shlichus and the tzoris ka'ovid. But also b'tzoras kreivas chalutzosai. Now this is very mechudishtik. This l'chayadwe Rashi learns. But a person is also in the tzore of the kreive of the chalutze. That means, so Rashi, we'll see Rashi says pshat, a meirah de kechidish, that let's say he gave chalitze to Leia. Rachel is married to someone else, so not only is he also with Rachel, that's Pashat, she's a chayis chalutzosoi, but the tzore of Rachel is also also to him, to the chaylitz, which is meiradik mechudishtik, that this Rachel is married to Anochi, the tzore is, so she's a tzores erve shaloi b'moki mitzvah, that by arayis gmuris we don't have such a nissa, and here, by the tzore of a chayis chalutzosoi is also. Now let us see Rashi. Who also call hanach arayis deraisa nino beishtoi? All the arayis, imo, aim imo, these are arayis deraisa by a true wife, because rino rabbonam machalotzosa. Now he said he's also ba'achoysa, bizman shehi kayemes, achoysa koi. That means he's also ba'achoysa, calls man the chalutza is alive. The minute the chalutza dies, he is mutter ba'achoysa. V'loi ashar arayis. But it's not speaking about the other arayis. The other arayis is no difference if she's alive or dead. Ba'oviv. Mishum kalosai. Now she is also ba'aviv als kalosai. Uba'avi aviv. She, the chalutza is also ba'avi aviv. Mishum kalas b'nai. So Rashi says, afal gav de be'ishtoi gemure by a wife. Ein asura la'avi aviv ela medivrei seifrem. This is only also midarabon. The kalas b'noi mishni is the rabbonani. V'afelohi gazru boni nami b'chalutza. So Rashi says that that's true. That avi oviv is kalas b'noi, which is a shni, and they made an isur shniyis afilu by a chalutza. The whole ishus is at rabbonan, and they said that isur shniyis applies by a chalutza. Bivnoi, she's also bivnoi, mishum eishes of. Biben bivnoi, mishum eishes aviyoviv. It's also shehi minashniyas. It's also. Ba'ochiv, משום אישס אח, בבן אחיו, משום אישס אחי אביו. מותר אדם בקריבס צורס חלוצוסי, ולא אמרינן צורו כחלוצה. We don't say that the צורו is just like the חלוצה, like we say שליחוס על צורס קובדה, ועושה בקריבס. We don't say this. ועושה בצורס קריבס חלוצוסי. Reuven chalatz l'leye. Reuven gave chalitza to Leye. V'rochel nisue l'nochi. And her sister, Achois Chalutz, is married to Anochi. V'lo tzoro. And she has a tzoro. Umeis Anochi. Asura ha-tzoro l'Reuven. So a tzoro of an Achois Chalutz is also to Reuven. V'taima meforish b'gmar, which is his amere de kechidish. Tzoras achois ishtoi shalei b'moki mitzvah mutter. And here, tzoras achois chalutzosa yuzos. So that we have to see in the Gemara why it is that way. Iboy Elohu. Now the Gemara clears a shayla. Gozru shniyais b'chalutzah. Were they gozru shniyais b'chalutzah? Oiloi, or maybe they want gozru shniyais b'chalutzah. It could be by Ishtoi, so they asked Shniyis. But if it's not Ishtoi, it's only a Chalutza, which it says that in Ishmi the Rabbonon, the Goz Rabbonon Shniyis. I do me loishno. So, we have enough in the Kasha, and the Mishnah says also, Baba, so the Avi Oviv is Kalas Benoi. Also Beben Benoi, that's Eishes Avi Oviv. He said, the all Shniyas. Let us see Rashi. Gozru Shniyas Bachlutza Loike Goin Aim Imo. That's the Shaila who he is also in. The Mishnah said aim imo, which is a daraisa. Kogoin aim imo, the aim avio. The gabi ishte mitzra lei, mishum shnias, kedetoni rabchia beperkeitzat, revi shebechonov, shebechamoisa shnia. Revi shebechonov means if you start counting from the wife as the first generation, so that's revi shebechomov, and shebechamoisa. Be'erve deraisa kloima be'ishtoi. If it's his wife, the imo ve'im imo ave erve deraisa gozo rabon and shniyas. Avo b'chalutze da'afilo arayis dido derabon and da'afilo de'erve guvizad rabon le'gozo shniyas be. Oidu me'loishna. So now Rashi asks a pertinent kashe. We must nisen lo'idaik. Let's bring a ray from the Mishnah. Diktoni hi asure ba'avi ovi mishum kalas b'noi v'havi shniye. So we see klode zoysa shniye okameisina lo lekamon alo der milse. The Gemara brings down this raya umatchi lei lemeima lav mishum choylet. The Gemara says a beautiful dichoy that the isa, that what she is also ba'avi oviv, is not because of the choylet, ella bishvil hameis, shehoisa zu ishtoi gemura, lefikach avi aviv osa bo mishum kalas benoi. So the Gemara says a beautiful teretz. If we're speaking about avi aviv, so we're speaking about the yovam and the meis had the same father, the achim in ha'ov. Now the meis, she was married min ha'teire to the meis. So memela, so she's also to avi oviv, not because of the chaylitz, she's also because of the meis. And there was an ishes de'araisa. So memela, there's no raya whatsoever that there were mesakin shniyas b'chalutza. The Gemara is going to say this later. Oh, so, Akaponim, we have here now the Gemara is clearing this shaila if there were gozer shniyas by chalutza. Toshma, So the Gemara wants to be medayik from the Reish. The Mishnah says, Hu osar be'ima, u be'aim ima, be'ilu aim aim ima, like Tony. It just says ima ve'aim ima. So it seems clear that there's no Isser Shnius. So the Gemara says, Dilma haina time of the loitoni, mishim de kaboyla misni seife, va'achim mutar. It says the brothers are mutar in the arayis that the chaylitz is also. Ve'i tone aim aim ima. If the Mishnah would have mentioned aim aim ima, Havaimina ha'achim mutorim davke be'im eimimu. So then I would make a terrible mistake. I would think the whole heter of the achim is only in shniyas. I think he's also b'shniyas, and the achim are only mutor in shniyas. Avo be'im eimimu ve'imu loy. So me'mele, so in order to avoid this toys, the Tanna did not speak about Shniyas to tell you that the Achim Amuta and Afilu the Arayis the Araysa, that the Achim Amuta Bima Baimima. So the Gemara says, please, if that's the whole reason, so I have a wonderful way how you could avoid the toys. The Lishne Aim Aimimo, tell us that he's also be'aim eimimu. So we'll see klar that there's a nisan the chaylitz of shniyas. Now you're afraid we might make a toys in the head of the achim. The lisnei ha'achim mutorim bikulam. So now I see klar the achim are mutter in all of them and the reis also. And so I have an eitzah how the Tana could have worded the Mishnah. He could have told us everything. And it seems it didn't tell us that way. So it seems there's no issue shniyas. So the Gemara answers, kasha. It's a kasha. Why Taka the Tana didn't mention it? The Tana had an eitzah, the Tana could have worded the Mishnah differently, and then he could have said everything. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hava mina ha'achim betorim, like oyal aimei mimo, I would think the achim are only mutan the shniyas. Like gozlu shniyas bezike. That's the one goes to bezike. Avol imo the aimimo, the avol arise the reise legabi isha gemura. Loiti, mishteru achim, the gozlu arise bezike, vavol alacha chalitza, name the ishlich osayu avad. That he was a shliach for them. So in mele after chalitza, it's also was. Bishimochi loitanye. So that he didn't say Eime Mimo. Tashma. So now the Gemara says, let's learn the safe of the Mishnah. He asure ba'oviv, u'ba'vi oviv. K'toni mia avi oviv, that she's also ba'vi oviv. My love, mishum chaylitz, ba'avi lo kalas benoi. Avi oviv is kalas benoi. And it says that she's also Bavi Yoviv, so we see klar that there's an Isser Shniyas by Chaylitz. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Misnim. No, Avi Yoviv is also Alts the Mace. Bavi Lo Kalas Benoi. It's Kalas Benoi of the Mace. Alts that she's also. Toshma, it says further in the Mishnah, Ube Ben Benoi. That's Ashes, Avi Oviv. My love, Mishim Chaylitz, the Avi Lo, Ashes, Avi Oviv. So the Mora says, Loi, Mishim Misne, the Avi Lo, Ashes, Achi Avi Oviv. That means, Altsti, she is also Beben Benoi of the Chaylitz. Because the ben benoi of the chaylitz, it's eishes achi avi oviv. That means the isra is not mitzad the chaylitz. The isra is mitzad the isha she had in the mace. So memelem. So he's not. So the ben benoi of the chaylitz is not permitted to marry her because she is Ashes Achi Avi Oviv. She's Ashes Achi Avi Oviv, which is a Shniyah, which is also because of the Ishes of the Mace. So the Gemara asks, Ho ameima machsher ba'eshes achi avi oviv. So the Gemara asks, if you're asering als the eshes hameis, which is eshes achi avi oviv, ameima said there's no iser shniya by eshes achi avi oviv. So the Gemara answers, ameima muki lo bebar bro desovo. So the Gemara says, Ameima learned different pshat in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, it says, let us look again at the lesson of the Mishnah. He asura ba'oviv, the father of the choylitz, which is the father of the mace. Uba'vi oviv, which is the grandfather of the mace. So Mamela, these are, she, outs the mace, there's a, which is an Ishus Deraisa, there's an Issa of Avi Oviv, which is Kalas Benoi. Ube Benoi, Ube Ben Benoi. So the Gemara asked Takashe, why is she also Ben Benoi of the Chaylitz? So the Gemara says, no, Benoi, Uben Benoi is not going on the Chaylitz. We mentioned before Oviv. So, Benoi is going on the Ben Oviv, in other words, a brother of the Chaylitz, and Ben Benoi is going on a nephew of the Chaylitz. Now let us see. So the Gemara says, Ameima mukilo bebar bero desove. It's speaking about the Ben Benoi of the Sova, which is Ben Ochiv. So it's Eishes Achi Oviv. So the Gemara asks, if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, so let's look further. Be'ochiv u'be'ben ochiv. It says that that's the next pover. She's also be'ochiv u'be'ben ochiv. Now if you tell me Ben Benoi means Ben Oviv, and Ben Benoi means Ben Oviv, and Ben Benoi means Ben Ochiv. So that's what it says later. Ochiv or Ben Ochiv. Yoni Aina Ochiv or Ben Ochiv. So the Gemara answers, Tana Ochiv min Ha'ov, Oktoni Ochiv min Ha'em. Now let us see Rashi. Toshma mi ben benoim, my lav mishem chaylitz, dahavale eishes avi oviv, she's eishes avi oviv to the ben benoim, vihimina shniyeh, so we see the gozlu shniyeh v'chalutzim, so the mos is loy mishem misne, because of the mace, she'oysa zu ishtai gemure. The Shahis is Ishtai Gemure. She was Ishtai Gemure. Basura al Ben Benoi Shel Chaylet. She's also on the Ben Benoi Shel Chaylet. The Havila Eishes Achi Avi Oviv. Kasalka Daitach Donami Mishni. So this is also a Shni. And the Isser is because of, the mace. The issues of the mace. So the Gemara asks, "Vameima marsha beperkeitza, ameima mukilo lahai ben benoi demasnisin asove." Ameima says, "We are speaking about the ben benoi demasnisin. Speaking about not the ben benoi of the choylitz, the ben benoi of the aviyim shel meis v'choylitz." The Tone Bereisha, before we're speaking about Aviyim, the Tone, he asura ba'oviv, she's also ba'oviv, or the Tone, ubib noi shel oviv, shehu achi ameis, v'hacholitz, v'koma olei b'loi yivne, now she's also on the achim alts lo yivne, mishecholatz loha echot, Ule ben benoi shalavim, da'avula eishes achi oviv. So Memele, so that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So both of these are the Araises. So the Gemara says, but it says right after, which is also Ba'ochiv or Ben Ochiv. So the Gemara says, Tony Ochiv min Ha'ein. Shahoyo ze Ochiv min Ha'ein, Oy Ben Ochiv min Ha'ein. Belav mishum chaylitz, dim kein abelo shnis bochalilze. Do leso, it's only elaishis achi ha'ov min ha'im. It's achi ha'ov min ha'im, ha b'shnis tanin alo. That means achi ha'ov, that's a ach min ha'im, is only a shnis. Ela mishum misne, da bishniye, mishum erve di reise, di ishte mal yosa have. Uche goy, shahoyu hayovom vachilitz achimina ove mina eim. Lishneim achimina eim shaloi mina ove. So me mele, so the ben achimina eim is also in the chalutze, because she is Ashes Achi Oviv Min Ha'im, and which is Ashniya, which is also because of the mace. So the vow, we were not Poishet our Shaila. Toshma, the Toni Rabchiye, Arba Midivrei Toire, now, Rabbi Chiya set up, there are four kreivis which are also min ha-teire, and there are four kreivis which are also min ha-rabon. Av u-benoi, ochiv u-ben ochiv, midivrei teire, avi oviv, avi imoi, ben benoi u-ben bitoi, midivrei seifrim. But let us see the Baal HaRashi says Pshat. The Toni Rab Chiye Bachalutze Arba Midivre Teire Kloima the Legabe Ishtoi by Ishtoi Tzadaraisa Av Shal Choylitz Osobo Mina Teire Tak Osobo Mina Teire Bivnei Hameis Tahab Yalei Kalosi Shalov, she's Kalosi Shalov. Ubnai Shal Khoilitz is also Osaminataire Shahoya Ameis Achioviv Belviv Lagabe. So that's Ashes Achioviv. Vaochiv Shal Khoilitz Avinami Achiameis Bekomlai Beloyivne. Uben Ochiv Shal Khoilitz Shahoya Ameis Achioviv. So it's Ashes Achioviv. That's the Dalid Araminatayre. Then we have Avi Oviv Mishum Kalas Benoi. Avi Imoi Mishum Kalas Bitoi. Uben Benoi Kasalkat Baitach Mishum Chaylitz. Avi Elei Ashes Achioviv. Uben bite davile eishes avi imoi b'chol anoch shnies ninum. Now let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ktoni miha avi oviv. Now it says avi oviv, that she is, now this is what Rabbi Chiya said, this is the Arba Midivrei Seifrim. The first one is avi oviv shal chaylitz. My love, Mishum Chaylitz. Now, Avi Oviv is Shnius. Bahavi lo Kalas Benoi. So we see that Al Tachaylitz Ayasat Shnius. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Misne. Bahavi lo Kalas Benoi. Al Tamezitz Kalas Benoi. They had the same father and the same grandfather. Toshma avi imoi, my love, mishum chaylitz, davilo kalas bitoi. So the Gemara says, loy mishum misne, davilo kalas bitoi. So weiter, there's no raya that there were geyser shnis. בחלוץ. תשמע, ובן בנוי, that ben benoi is also, she's also ben benoi, that's aishis aviyoviv maila mishim chaylas bahav yelo aishis aviyoviv. So the Gemara says loi mishum misne, so the ben benoi of the chaylas is also because of the mace, bahav yelo aishis achi Avi Oviv, because she was Aishas Achi Avi Oviv. So the Gemara asks for a Meima Machshe Aishas Achi Avi Oviv. So the Gemara asks, but a Meima holds there's no such Shnia. So why is it also? So the Gemara answers, a Meima Mukim Lo Mishum Choylet. So from according to a Meima Take, the Isser is not as Aishas Achi Avi Oviv. No, it's Aishas Avi Oviv. And that's Alts Tachoylet. Because Sova goes Roshni Ois Bachalutz. You're right. According to Ameima, it is Ois Gishpar that goes Roshni Ois Bachalutz. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gasinim toshma ubavi imoy maila mishim cholitz davolei kalas bitoy loy mishim misn davolei kalas bitoy gain shayu achim af min haim amaymi muki lavadi kedek amret mishim cholitz ukasovar en amayma holds gozru shnius pechalutze avol man the osar beishes. So according to amayma, it's ois gishpat gozru shnius pechalutze. But the one who was chaylik an ameima, avamanda also be'eishes achi avi ha'a, not like ameima, motzi lukmi mishumisne, in v'teiboy lochi gozru shniyis bachlutz ha'iloi. That means, from ameima, according to ameima, we were already poishet to shayla, because he holds eishes achi avi oviv is muta. So kochuch has to be eishes avi oviv. But not according to Maima, we still have our Shaila. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshma ube ben bitoi. It says that what? That achalutze is also be ben bitoi. So that's Aishas Avi Imoi. My love, Mishum Choylitz, the Avila Aishas Avi Imoi. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Misle, the Avila Aishas Achi Avi Imoi. So the Gemara asks, for Gabishni is the Elva Le Gozru. There's no such Issa of Aishas Achi Avi Imoi. Ela lav mishum chaylitz, ushma mino gozru shnis bechalutze, shma mino. Let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi, dachsach mir. That's it. Let us see Taisvis. Avol imo ve'eim imo loy. So the Gemara was medayik that the Gemara wanted to say, if it would say aim aim imam, I would say that the achim are only mutter be aim aim imam, avo be imo the aim imam loy. For how this, so as the Gemara said, if it would say that in the Mishnah, I would think that there's an iser of kreves diereisim on the achim. That's why the Mishnah had to tell us only Arayis de Reise, to tell us that Afilu by Arayis de Reise, the Achim Amuta. So Taisvah says, why do you need this Mishnah? How would you make such a toys? Taisvah, well, this number perik beis, echot choyleitz ve echot miyabim. There it says that there was a suffix which one was the wife, and which one wasn't the wife. So, Al Kaponim, he was Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achoyis. is there it says echad chaylitz, so one gives chalitza, the echad miyabim, and the other one could be miyabim. Al meshari b'achaysa. So Taisus asks, how could you have a havamine? How could one have a havamine that achim are also by arayis the arayisa of the chalutza? It says, Echad Chaylitz, Echad Meyabim, Al Meshari Bachoysa. See, how can you have such Avamina? So, Taisa says, Shani Hosm, Shem Daima Didei Yisramilei. There, it's a suffix, if the Chalutz is Taka Chalutz. He married one of two Achoyis. I don't know if the Yavam was Meyabim the Isha. So then the Chalutz is Tamas Agonish mit Gomish. V'anami disna lekama bepirken Achoylitz liyivimtoi v'nosa ochiv es Achoysa. Now, how was he allowed to marry a chayse if we will assume that they asked the rayis by the achim? So Taisu says, I know the evid. So that is pshat with the evid. Belisni achim mutarim vekulam kasha. So the Gemara asked, so let's say achim mutarim vekulam kasha. How do I come elashmami no do I goz rushniyas bachalutze? Because the Gemara feels always that they were gozer. So that's why the Gemara had to say kasha, because lemaisa they were gozer. It's a good kasha taka. That's why he didn't say aimima. So that is why he couldn't say Tana Vishaya. Ameima Mukila Kosugya Dishmaitan the Loika Ameima Kadabarashtila El. That means our whole sugya would seem, we have akasha and ameima, and ameima is that today like this, but it would seem the stomach, the sugya is not according to ameima, we don't pass like ameima.